Shalom. Welcome to the Cloud with Apostle Michael A. Ohini, the Presbyter of Malik Fortress, a religious organization. In today's episode, we are touching on the second kind of gates, which is the fish gate. The fish gate, and I read from Nehemiah chapter 3, verse 3. It's about the fish gate did the sons of Hasena build, who also laid the beams thereof and set up the doors thereof, and the locks thereof, and the bars thereof. The fish gate was the gate through which fishermen brought fish into the city from the river Jordan and the Sea of Galilee. This is the gate next to the sheep gate. When you submit to God as his sheep, you are taken to the fish gate. This shows that you've been brought in through the sheep gate to be a soul winner, that is to say, to bring in fish. So Matthew chapter 4, 18 to 19. Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. And he saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. In scriptural connotation, rivers and seas refer to multitudes of people, that is the nation of the world. That they brought the fish from the river Jordan and the Sea of Galilee tells us that people were to be brought from the nations of the world to worship at Jerusalem. This refers to soul winning, bringing people out of the world to worship God in Zion. Some people are praying, oh God, help me. You know, the only problem I have in my life is that I can't win souls. The problem with this kind of people is that they are not following Jesus. Being a soul winner is a direct result of following the Master. So if you haven't been winning souls for the Lord Jesus Christ, don't cry. Crying to God to make you a soul winner is not going to work. In fact, praying to God about it is a waste of time. The secret of soul winning is following the Master. Jesus, talking to Simon and Andrew, said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Notice he didn't say, follow me and make yourselves. Instead, he said, follow me, I am your shepherd, and I will make you fishers of men. When you are submitted to him, the next thing you know is that you become a soul winner. It is therefore your responsibility to follow him and his responsibility to make you a soul winner. You don't have to pray, oh God, make me a soul winner. Such a prayer is not necessary. All you need to do is to follow him. And when you do, you will never need to pray to God to make you a soul winner. Somebody could say, well, he answered me when I prayed like that. Really? You see, sometimes you have certain things happening to you as though they were answers to your prayers, but only through knowledge would you discover that God didn't answer that as part of your prayers. For example, a man laying in bed and saying, oh Lord, I would like to have a breakfast today, when the breakfast table has already been set, is not having his prayer answered. The breakfast table has already been set. He just didn't know it. All he had to do was to get up from his bed, walk to the dining room and have his breakfast, because it was there all the time. The same goes for soul winning. You don't become a soul winner by praying about it. You become a soul winner when you follow the Master. Your being a soul winner has nothing to do with how bold you are to declare the word with power. All it requires is your submission to God and to his word. As you submit yourself at the sheep gate, all that is required of you is to follow the shepherd, and he makes you a soul winner. As you participate in the business of soul winning, you begin to experience the glory of God that comes as a result of being a soul winner. You see, there is a death in God that you cannot know until you start winning others to the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a joy indescribable, a death unfathomable, and a rekindling of zeal unexplainable that you experience when you lead a man out of the control and grip of darkness into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Hallelujah. the glory and the power of God were demonstrated in the lives of the early apostles as they proclaimed the will of God. The same happened to Paul and will happen to you in this day as you proclaim the saving grace of God in the glorious gospel of Christ Jesus. So winning for the Christian is not an option, it's an essential, a vital aspect of our work. It shows your participation in the covenant to which you have been called. In the Old Testament, when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, something happened. They came out as a mixed multitude. Some of the people that were freed with them were not Israelite. It was mostly these people that caused the children of Israel to deviate from the set pattern. You see, God was not really bothered about the non-Jews who got freed. They all could have inherited the promises, but the Bible tells us that they were a source of weakness in the body. The mixed multitude caused the people to lust for the garlic and onions of Egypt. When God gave them manna, they cried out, "Manna, manna, manna, we are tired of manna, give us meat to eat." They were a source of constant grief to God, and God said to them, "Do you think I can't give you meat in the desert? I surely give you meat to eat. You will eat so much, you will hate it." Hallelujah. Then God caused quails to fly to the camp of the Israelites. They had more than enough to eat. But when the meat got into their mouths, they had trouble. Numbers 11, 31-33 says, "And there went forth a wind from the Lord, and brought quails from the sea, and let them fall by the camp, as it were, as a day's journey on the side, and as it were a day's journey on the other side, round about the camp, and as it were 2 cubits high upon the face of the earth. And the people stood up all that day, and all that night, and all the next day, and they gathered the quails. He that gathered least gathered 10 homers, and they spread them all abroad for themselves, ran about the camp while the flesh was yet between their teeth. It was chewed, and the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague." Why were they smitten with a great plague? God didn't give them the meat to eat. He only brought the quails to prove to them that he could give them meat if he wanted. Understand this: when God leads you through certain paths, it is not because you could not have done it in any other way. It only shows that the best plan for you at that particular point in time. God is the master planner. He is the one with the blueprint for your life and knows what you ought to do, what you ought to be, and where you ought to be at the right point in time. The people of Israel cried out because they were a mixed multitude. Don't ever find yourself entangled with the mixed multitude. Follow the pattern that God has already laid out for you in his word, as typified by the various gates in Zion, so you can experience his glory in your life. You come in at the sheep gate, and he becomes your shepherd, and you his sheep, after which he makes you a fisher of men from the fish gate. This is the one reason you cannot afford to be idle. You must be a soul winner. You must testify of what the Lord has been doing in your life. Testify the salvation that has become free for all. As you do, he will continually confirm your life with victories and testimonies. This is the fish gate. Thanks for your time. Walk in this consciousness. Shalom.